USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He's leaving the House, the White House, that is, President Trump, heading to Arizona today for one of the only trips he's made outside of the White House in weeks because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. He's set to tour a Honeywell facility in Phoenix that's expanded production to make N95 masks for first responders. He'll also hold a roundtable discussion to support Native American communities, which have been especially hard hit by the pandemic. Meanwhile, a former FDA commissioner says the coronavirus death toll is likely to rise by about 3,000 a day into the month of June.
We still have a high level of infection in this country. We've reached a plateau, but we haven't seen the kind of declines that we were expecting to see at this point. And as we start to reopen the country, cases are likely to go up, not down.
Dr. Scott Gottlieb speaking on the Today Show, and this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A new poll shows most Americans support conducting the November election by mail. Reports are that a Suffolk University survey says 65% of Americans see it as a good alternative to the traditional way of voting in person, but the issue does fall along party lines. 84% of Democrats like the idea of mailing in their votes. Just 43% of Republicans support it. Rideshare companies now requiring face masks, as we hear from USA's John Hunt.
Uber and Lyft are hoping that the growing use of face masks amid the coronavirus outbreak will make customers comfortable enough to climb back into ride-sharing vehicles. Uber will soon require that both passengers and drivers wear masks or face coverings in certain markets. They did not specify exactly where the new mandate would apply. Uber is also developing technology that would detect if a driver is wearing a face mask or covering before they begin taking on trips.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's top infectious disease expert is rejecting the theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory. Dr. Anthony Fauci says in an interview published in National Geographic yesterday that the evidence points to a virus that evolved in nature and then jumped to species or from species to humans. His comments would seem to contradict those of President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who say they have seen evidence that the virus did come out of a lab in Wuhan, China. So far, no such evidence has been made public, and China has rejected the claims. More than two dozen service members are getting a Purple Heart from the Iran missile strike earlier this year. U.S. Central Command announcing 29 soldiers have been approved for the military medal. Six have already received their medals. The rest will be getting them this week. Iran's missile strike in January targeted an Iraqi base housing American troops. It was a retaliatory strike for the killing of a top Iranian general. And Wendy's is struggling to keep burgers on the grill because of a meat shortage. Some locations say they're already out of items because several meat processing plants have been hit so hard by the coronavirus outbreak and they've been forced to close down. We're open online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.